Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Pehei, and we are on Pei Dalet Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. So we started last time, Perek Elu Hein HaNechnakin, which is the fourth and final installment of the Dalet Mises Bezdin. We had, way back on daf Nun Gimel, we had the Elu Hein HaNeskalin, that was the first list that we had. We went off a little bit once we mentioned the Niskalin. The last of the Niskalin was Ben Sora Amora, and that's why we went into Perek Ben Sora Amora. Then we had, a couple of days ago, we had Elu HaNeharagin, that was on daf, back on daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, that was followed by HaNisrafin, the beginning of the ninth parak, and then we have Elu Hein HaNechnakin here in the tenth parak, and B'ez Hashem, next parak will be Chelek. So we've got into the examples of Nechnakin. One of them is being Makeh Ave V'Imo. If one hits, Rachmana Litzlan wounds their parents, so then one is Chayiv Misas Chenek. So we went into a little bit last time, what about doing it for Refuah purposes. We spoke a little bit at the end of the last year about Refuah, in general, medicine, the Ramban and Parshas Bechukosai, and the mitzvah Larapos, and the Achronim that discussed that Ramban, and the important comments of the Ran on this Gemara, number one, about generally being a doctor, and number two, specifically, the comment of Shabbos versus the other areas of Halacha, Shabbos being more Meiko, Melechas Bach Shabbos, Asra Torah, a lot to talk about related to that Ran. Says the Gemara now, V'hadetznan. We're a couple of lines up from the bottom. We have just said that if there is a shigigas lav, that is better than shigigas chenek. If somebody is a shogeg or somewhat of a davar sheino miskaven, when it comes to a lav, that's better than when it comes to chenek, right? You don't want to take any chances when it comes to a chiyav misa. Says the Gemara Vaditznan, is that really true? What about, we learned in the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos, machat shel yad li tobo as hakotz. The Mishnah says that machat shel yad, a needle, is not muksa. Why? Because it is a kli shemalachto le'isr. We know that there are many different types of muksas. Muksa machmas mius, muksa machmas isr, muksa machmas gufo, muksa machmas chesr and kis, many type of muksas. And then there's the category of kli shemalachto le'isr, which isn't really muksa. Right? It was created by the Rabbanan at a different time in history, and it is the only muksa that is mutter to move letzorach gufo, letzorach makomo. If I want to use it for a mutter purpose, I'm allowed to use it. If I want to use a scissors to cut a piece of chicken, you know, then it's mutter. If I want to use a stapler to hold down some napkins, that's a kalish malachta l'isr, which is a mutter l'sorach gufo or l'sorach makomo if I need the spot. So a needle is a kalish malachta l'isr, says the Mishnah. So you can move a needle on Shabbos in order to take out a splinter. But wait a minute, taking out a splinter, litabal as a kotz leichosh, why aren't we nervous? Dil machavil v'havile shigaskila. Maybe I will cause a wound, and then it will be a shogeg, darvishin miskami, so to speak, of an isr skila. So how can you take the chance? Just like you can't take the chance, according to in the previous lines of the Gemara, Rav did not let the son to take out the splinter of the father because it's a shigas chenek. This is even worse. It's shigas, a chance of shigas gila. Says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Hasa mekalkelhu. There, it's mekalkel. It's in it being done in a destructive way. Inherently, the malacha of wounding on Shabbos is somewhat a mekalkel. That's the sugya of mekalkel b'chabura, a major topic discussed elsewhere. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuvav quotes that's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. There is a machlokes about that machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos there. The Gemara says, oh, this is the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about mekalkel b'chabura. Tosfos says, we don't know where this machlokes is from. Right? It comes from somewhere. There's a mesora, there's a machlokes. Just like there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Davashin and Miskavein, and Malachar and Sricha Lagufa, as we'll get to Hashem soon, there's also a Machlokas and Makalkel. Rashi there connects the two Machlokos. Rashi says the Machlokas, Makalkel, Bechabura, which is there a Petur of Makalkel by the Malacha of wounding on Shabbos? There's a Petur of Makalkel by other Malachos. Is there a Petur of Makalkel doing it in an instructive way by Chabura? Because after all, it's inherently destructive. So Rashi says that's connected to the Machlokas of Malacha Shirin Sikhal Gufa, without getting into that right now. But either way, Makalkel in general is a generally an Isser Darabanan, not an Isser Daraisas. Therefore, here is Makalkel, and therefore it's not a Shigigas Skila at most. Says the Gemara, Hani, Chalaman de Amar Makalkel Pater. Fine, I understand this is good according to the one who says the Makalkel is Pater. But, Aval, But if you say chayiv, that makalgas chayiv anyway, so makal meimar, then you back to the question that it's a shigigas skila. Says the Gemara, no. Mansham is leitam makalka b'chabura chayiv. Who is the one anyway who says that a makalka b'chabura is chayiv, as we just referred to? Rabbi Shimoni. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And Rabbi Shimon ha'amar call malach hashen esuchel gufa pater aleha. And Rabbi Shimon says malach hashen esuchel gufa anyway. Then why do you want the blood here? Right? It's a malach hashen esuchel gufa, and therefore you would be putter anyway. So for one of two reasons, it would be putter. Either it will be a makalkel, or it would be a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. What is the definition of a malacha she'en etzricha legufa? We haven't discussed this in a very long time, but that is a major machlok, as we've shown, and we'll just mention the two most popular shitas, and that is Rashi and Tosis. Tosis, in a few places in Masechta Shabbos, mentions that the definition of malacha she'en etzricha legufa is that you're doing it for a purpose different than what was done in the Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan, they did purpose A. You're doing the same exact act, but you're doing it for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they used to trap animals because they wanted to trap the animal. They wanted the animal, and you're trapping it because you don't want it to bite you. That's a malacha, she'en etzricha legufa. The guf, ha purpose of the act, is what was done in the Mishkan, and you're doing it for a different purpose. Right? I am moving something outside, not because I want it outside. I just don't want it in here. That is a malacha, she'en etzricha legufa. Right? And that's the example in the Mishnah and Shabbos about moving a mace out of a room, Daf Sadi Gimel, Daf Sadi Dalet, right? There are cases there. The one I just mentioned is Tzadi Gimel Amabes, Hamotzi Amace, right? Pater Afalamita, Shamita Tfelalo, and you're Pater, it's a Malacha Shezrik Lagufa, because you're just removing it because you don't want it here, not because you Dafka want it there. So that is all Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos Lishitaso, just to quote another application, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Sadi Dalid, that if somebody cuts their nails on Shabbos, that is an Issa Daraisa. Reb Elazar Mechayev, Acham Oser Mishum Shvus. Okay, but what's the issue there? Says Tosfos, when would this be? And then the Gemara says, Machlokes Biyad, Avo Bekliv Chayev. That's the whole machlokes is if I bite my nails, if I cut my nails with my finger, but if I use a kli, I'm chayiv. If I cut my nails on Shabbos, it's an Issa Daraisa, the Gemara says. Tosfos says, this is only according to Reb Yehuda, who holds Malach HaShem Yisrich L'Guf is Chayef. But we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Malach HaShem Yisrich L'Guf is Pater. Why is this a Malach HaShem Yisrich L'Guf? Tosfos says, because you aren't doing the malacha of gozei shearing because you want the nails. You're doing it because you want to look good, right? You don't want the nails. So therefore, it's a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. So that's a chiddush gadol, because the Gemara often limits the Mishnah to one of the shitos. So here, the Gemara is silent. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. So maybe the pashas of this Mishnah is like the other opinions, the other shitas of what malacha she'en etzricha legufa is. And that's Rashi. Rashi, a few places, says, in a few different ways he says it. Sometimes he says, birtsono lo bolo. Or the Rashi, actually right here, on the bottom of Heidal and Abayz, the last three words. Right? I'd rather not be in this situation. It's more of a preventative act than a constructive activity. I'm preventing something. I'm preventing Tumah from me being in the house. I'm preventing the animal from biting me. I'm doing something preventative. That's a different definition. And therefore, Rashi might say, Rashi doesn't limit the case of the biting of the nails. That's a malacha daraisa. Right? It's not a malacha shezrich legufa. Right? You're not preventing anything. No, you're doing an act. You're fixing your nails. And therefore, it would be a daraisa according to all opinions. One final note, and that is the Rishonim. We haven't discussed this in a long time, so we could mention this. The Rishonim get into the problem of what is the difference between a malacha she'en etzricha legufa and a psik resha delo nichale. Malacha she'en etzricha legufa is, we paskin, putter. Rabbi Yehuda holds Chayev, but we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but we generally paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Malach HaShem Yisrich Laguf is Pater. While Psik Resha Delo Nichale is, and it's a Drabanan, but a Psik Resha is Chayev. Asks the Rishonim, what's the difference exactly between a Malach HaShem Yisrich Laguf and a Psik Resha? Right, the same act is what's a Psik Resha. I'm doing the same act, and it's going to be done. I don't have kavana for it. So, malach HaShem Yisrich L'Gufa, what's the exact difference between the two? The Rambam's son gives us an answer. The Rambam's son just formulates it in Hilchos Shabbos. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Reb Avram and Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos, where he quotes, Matzatzi Kasuf HaHefrish, Sheyesh Bein Malach HaShem Yisrich L'Gufa, Bein Psik Resha V'lo Yomosu. What's the difference? The Gabe Psik Resha, both of them, the Vaday, the act is going to happen. So what's the difference between the two? And why is it that by Psik Reisha, one is Chayif? Why Melech HaShem Yisrichel Gufa, I said Lo Nichalei before. Lo Nichalei is Durabanan at most. But regular Psik Reisha, you're Chayif, and Act A is going to cause Act B, while Melech HaShem Yisrichel Gufa is Pater. So says the Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, Tegabe Psik Reisha, Einu Mechavin L'Melecha Kol Iker, Ela Shinasis Behechrich. I'm doing Act A, which Vadei causes Act B. I'm opening up a refrigerator, and that's going to cause the light to go on. Psik Reisha, but it could be considered and described as two actions, opening up a refrigerator and turning on a light. Those two don't always go together. Here, Act A is causing Act B, dragging a bench and making a hole. Kigon, Shesagar Pesach Beso, Vayetzram Tzvi, Shehu Lo Kibim L'Shmiras HaTzvi, Elashah Malacha Nasis Behechrich. That's Malacha Shirin Tzvi Chalaguf. That's Psik Reisha. Two actions, one causes the other one. Ava Malacha Shirin Tzvi Chalagufa, Hu Miskavin L'Gufa Malacha. No, it's only one act. You just have a different purpose in mind. You're doing the act that's the malacha. You just have a different purpose in mind. That's the difference between the two. So that's how the difference is crystallized. But in a sense, we're in even a bigger problem now. Because it sounds like malacha shenis l'gufa should be more of a problem. Because there you're doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, and just doing it for a different kavana. While psik reisha, you're doing a different act. It's just act A that's going to cause act B. So why is that any better? So for that, there is a suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, suggests that he gives a mashal for how is it that psik reisha could be any better, any different, and any worse, I'm sorry, than Malach Shem Yisrich L'Gufa. L'Nir L'Niyaz Daiti. This is the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Ben Beis Lamid Dalet. T'ho Inyan Kenu. U'l'dugma b'inyan mitzvahs. Let me give you another mashal. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, when we come to mitzvahs, there are three levels of kavana. There's, if I do something with kavana, if I do something without kavana, right, I just did it, or if I do something with anti-kavana. Kavana shalolatzes. Yesh poskim, ta'af shein miskavin yotze, davikim miskavin, b'kol makom miskavin shalolatzes, hakol modim she'eno yotze. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'chein b'malech HaShabbos. Be'inon kishe'osa ha'malacha ha'asura yechavin la. When you do the malacha ha'asura, you have to have kavana for it. Ve'na kavana ma'akev. Kavana is not ma'akev. Dim kein yasa kol ha'malachas, v'yom ha'shein ha'chavin la'zeh. Elavada kishafilu osa below kavanas malacha. If you do the malacha, it's ki'ilu, we say, as if you had kavana. That's psik reisha. Psik reisha is, you had kavana for act A, not for act B. Act B is the malacha. But it was ki'ilu, you had stam kavana, as if you didn't have kavana. But you know what we say? Ki'ilu hit kavanta. As if you had kavana, and that's what you're going to be chayev. Malacha shein esrich al-gufa, his mashal is, that's like kavana shalolatzes. You had kavana. You just had different kavana. You had the wrong kavana. And therefore, that in Achinami makes it worse. Aval miskavin l'tachlis acher v'lo l'gufa iser shal malacha. So therefore, that makes it worse in terms of the definition of the malacha. And therefore, one would be putter, ironically, by malacha shi'asich l'gufa, and not by psik reisha. Again, there's a lot more regarding that topic, but we'll move on. Boy minei mei Rav Sheshes. Next question, the second line. They asked from Rav Sheshes, Ben, we just discussed a son taking care of his father, health issues. We discussed in the last year whether he's allowed to be mekizdam. So Ben Maoshi asked a shliach la'aviv la'hakosa u'la'kalalo. Can a son be a shliach bezdin for his father? His father is deserving of malchus or for cursing. Can he be the shliach bezdin? The Rambam formulates this. If we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Va'amrim, the Rambam says, the Ben is the appointed Shliach Bezdin. Right? Sounds like for the Rambam that if he's not a Shliach Bezdin, then for sure not. Even if he is the appointed Shliach Bezdin, is he able to do this or not? That's the Gemara's question. Can he be the Shliach of the Bezdin? What exactly is the case of Lakalalo? Lahakoso we know. Lakoso is Malchus. What's the case of Lakalo? When would someone have to be cursed? When would Bezdin ever curse anybody? Rashi says, on top, Maoshi Asa Shliach, Bezdin La'aviv, Im Nischayev Aviv Nidui, O Malchus. If the father is Chayev excommunication, since when do we curse someone who is excommunicated? Since when do we curse somebody who gets Malchus? Says the Aruch Laner. Right, what exactly is being referred to here? V'ulai, he says, Mishum Isser Makle Aviv V'imohu, Demize Asi Asar Lavazos, right, Aviv V'imo. Maybe just embarrassing a parent. That's like cursing the parent. Aval b'yoseh, but then he says, Hayanira lafarish de lakalalo hu kriyas ha-parsha to v'hifla Hashem es makoscha shekorin adayonim b'shas malkus. Right, when they give malkus, they read the psukim, v'zeu klalo mamish, tehi Allah haksuva batora, kidamrinim b'shvuas taflam et hei. So he says that's what he thinks is the klala. It is the kriyas ha-psukim b'shas, one gives malkus. Good. So that's the question they asked Rav Sheshes. Can a son be a shliach bezdin to give his father malchus or mekalo? Omer le Rav Sheshes answers, va'acher mihitiru. Well, what about anybody else? Why are you only asking this on the son? What, everybody else? There's also an issur to hit anybody, to wound anybody. Ella, why could anybody be a shliach bezdin? Ella, kvot shamayim adif. It must be kvot shamayim is different. Hachanami, kvot shamayim adif. This is kvot shamayim. Just like we don't have to listen to our parents if they tell us to do something against what it says in the Torah. So too, kvot shamayim, there's no difference between a son or anyone else. That's what Rav Sheshes answers, meaning there's no difference, and therefore, maker adin, it'll be mutter. That's not going to be the maskana, as we will see. Meisvei, says the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a brisa. We'll have to figure out exactly what it means. Uma misha mitzuve lahakoso. Mitzuve shlo lahakoso. If someone who is commanded to hit is commanded not hit, misha eno mitzuve lahakoso, eno dinsha mitzuve lo shlo lahakoso. Somebody who is not commanded to hit surely should not hit. What does that mean? Very unusual, unclear brisa. So my love suggests the Gemara, idi v'idi b'maka mitzvah. Maybe both of these, the Reisha and the Sefer, are talking about a case of maka mitzvah, meaning it's talking about Bezdin. It's talking about Bezdin, a shliach Bezdin, and habib no, habacher. Maybe it's talking about a son and anyone else. So the brisa should read as, if someone is mitzuva lahakoso, somebody is mitzuva an acher, someone else, he's commanded not to hit any more than he's supposed to. If somebody is not mitzuveh, meaning the son, even meaning, why isn't he a mitzuveh? Because even if he's a shliach bezdin, so then he's not allowed to do it. So maybe this price is saying that it is usur against Rav Sheshes' answer. The Gemara answer is no, lo, idi ve'idi lo shna, b'no v'lo shna acher. The chiluk is not a son and an acher. Everybody has the same halacha. V'lo kasha, ka b'maka mitzvah, kan shalo b'maka mitzvah. No, the case is whether we're talking about a shliach bezdin or not. According to Rav Sheshes, there's no difference between a son and anyone else. We're talking about b'makam mitzvah, shalom b'makam mitzvah, v'achik tani, and this is how, once you read the b'raisa. Uma b'makam mitzvah, shem mitzuveh la'koso, mitzvah shalom la'koso, if b'makam mitzvah, by a shliach bezdin, where he has a mitzvah to give malchus, yet he is commanded not to give any extra, shalom la'koso, you can't give him any more, shalom b'makam mitzvah. If it's shalom b'makam mitzvah, meaning where he's not a shliach bezdin, she'ena mitzuvah lakoso, eno dinsha mitzuvah shalom lakoso, surely you can't give more malchus in that case. Meaning Rav Sheshes would interpret the brisa as meaning it is mutter for the son to do it. The Rishonim discuss here what you need the kavah chomer for. It's a pasuk in Chumash, lo Yosef. One is not allowed to wound. Either way, this is the Gemara. The Rambam discusses the beginning of Hilchas Chovel, but the Rambam in Sefer Nezikin goes min hakal el hakaved. The Rambam goes from nizke mamon, damaging property, right, starting at the beginning of Nezikin, then getting into Geneva, and then Gezela. Interesting, that Geneva is before Gezela, then Chovel Omazik, and then to Rotzeach Ushmiris HaNefesh. So it goes from damaging property, the two types of robbery and theft. Obviously, we discussed a lot about that in the past, but maybe we'll get to that at the end of this year. Chovel, then wounding one's body, and then Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. So the beginning of Hilchos Chovel, the Rambam discusses the Isra of Chavala, which is discussed in depth in the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Kama. The Rambam there discusses that the Torah gives off the impression that Chavala is not just a payment. Right? Chavala is an eye for an eye. That's what it sounds like in the Torah. But says that the Rambam, obviously we know that that is not what our Mesorah is, as the Gemara describes it in Maseches Bava Kama. V'yafal pi shedvarim elu nirin me'inyin Torah shebechsav v'kulan mefurashin hein mipi Moshe Rabbeinu mehar Sinai kulan alach Moshe misinai hein biyadeinu. It's all Lach Moshe B'Sinai. The Gemara discusses it. How do you know? It's not literal. We don't paskin like the Hammurabi Code, which paskins an eye for an eye literally. Right? The Gemara Makama says that it is money. V'kazeh ro'u avoseinu danim b'beistinu shal Yoshua u'beistinu shal Shmuel haramasi u'bechol bezdin u'bezdin sh'amdu mimos Moshe Rabbeinu v'ad achshav. This is what we do. Right? We don't take it literally. Why does it formulate it like that? Right? It formulates it because obviously it's in lieu of. right? If we take out an I, so it's in lieu. Ikeilu, when we pay, you know, it just says, it emphasizes its severity by using that language, an I for an I. The Rambam says the ayin tachas ayin is an example. Here his lashon is kulan, right here in the one of the girsos of the Rambam, is kulan halacha lemoshe hein biyadenu. Doesn't say halacha moshe misinai. But the Rambam gives us as an example in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, what we've mentioned often, the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, and the Rambam's chiluk between Pirush Mamkubal and Pimoshe Rabbeinu and halacha lemoshe misinai. He quotes Ayin Tachas Ayin as an example of Pirushim HaMukubalim Bipi Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning that there's no machlokas about it, and this is what we've always held, and there is a way that we could have figured this out from the Psukim. Right, Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam says, is we can never have figured it out from the Psukim. There's no remez in the Pasuk, we would have had a million years, we wouldn't be able to figure it out. The Pirushim HaMukubalim Bipi Moshe Rabbeinu, that we could have figured out eventually, but Ayin Tachas Ayin is an example of that. But this is a little bit about the issue of chavala. Good. Toshma says the Gemara. Let's try to bring another raya about the son and the father in terms of the wounding. Ayosi liharek uba beno vihiko v'kilolo chayiv ba'acher vihiko v'kilolo pater. The Brisa says, if Hayotze Le Hareg, if somebody is going out, there's a chilek between a son and an acher. What's the reason for the chilek between a son and an acher? Again, the case is somebody is going out to be killed, a father, and the son comes and hits the father, who already has a death sentence on him, or curses him, he's still going to be chayiv for that act. But if somebody else comes, pater, v'avinimba, maishna baro, maishna acher, what's the difference? Right? Pashas, we would think this person is a person who is alive. Yes, he's going to die. But what should be the difference between a son and a father? A son and an acher? There are a couple of suggestions given. But the first one is Vamar of Chista. Bimisarvin lo latzeis veno yotze. Maybe the case is where the father is refusing to go out. He's not going out. And the person here involved is the Shliach Bezdin. So maybe that's exactly what the Bryce is telling me, that if it's the son, that's Usser. He's going to be Chayiv, because he can't be the Shliach Bezdin to hit or to be Makal the father, while the Nacher can. So maybe this is again a kasha on Rav Sheishas. Rav Sheishas says it's Mutter for the son to be the Shliach, and here it sounds like it's Usser. So Gemara says, no, there are other possibilities, at least four other chilukim in the Mishnah. Number one suggestion: Rav Sheishes Muki La B'She'ein Misarvin Balatzes. Rav Sheishes says maybe it's a case. No, the father's not refusing. He's being let out. He's being let out to be killed. Ihachi Acher Nami. So if that's true, then even anybody should be chayiv, right? If he's not dead yet. So why is an Acher going to be pater? So Acher Gavra K'tilahu. Now, an acher is a gavrik tila. An acher is considered already a dead man. So therefore, you like killed somebody who's already dead. So the Gemara says, really? Why is he already dead? You're going to be pata totally? But didn't we learn? We're going to go with our girsa, which is Rashi's girsa. Whenever Rashi has a hey gim alaki garcinan, we know there's another girsa he's trying to preclude. So some other rishonim have another girsa, but we're going to go with Rashi's. Bisho yashain vames. What if somebody embarrasses someone who's sleeping, and then the person dies in his sleep? So he never realizes and feels the embarrassment. Chayiv still, the mevayesh, the one who embarrassed, has to pay the yarshim, because there's pagam mishpacha. The mishpacha is embarrassed. So you should say the same thing here. Even if you want to say there's a gavrik tila, right, he should be chayiv to pay the family, right, for what was caused. So therefore, we reject that possibility. It can't be that the chiluk is based on gavra ktila. And also, the Rishonim say, another question is, if he's a gavra ktila, so why should the ben be chayiv, right? Why should there be a difference between the two? Good. So the Gemara answers, Achamayaskinon, another chiluk, b'shihiko akash ein b'shava pruta. You only hit him a little bit. There was a wound that was less than a Shavas Pruta worth of a wound, and that's why an Acher is going to be Pater. Says the Gemara of Elmer Rabbi Ami Amar Biochanan, Iko Akash Yebo Shavas Pruta, Loke. But we know if you hit somebody a wound, less than a Shavas Pruta's worth of a wound, you still get Malkus. So what does it mean, Pater? So the Gemara says, my Pater, Tekamer, Pater, Mi Mamon. Yeah, what Pater means, it means Pater from paying anything. You don't have to pay anything, you're Pater from Mamon, you get Malkus. So Gemara says, Michlal de Beno Chayev Mamon. So what's the contrast? That a Beno is Chayev. That means Chayev Mamon. What, the Beno is going to be Chayev Mamon? That can't be. Well, the Beno is worse than an Acher. Ella, rather, what must it mean? Bedino. The son must mean Bedino, meaning the son must be Chayev Misa. So Chanami Bedino. So an Acher also must be Chayev Malkus. So therefore, we're back to the question, what's the difference in this case of wounding between an acher and a ben. So Gemara says, Ella acher hainu taimu de pater de amar kra. This is the reason why an acher is pater, because the pasuk says, "Manasi b'amchalo ta'or ba'ose ma'isa amcha." The pasuk says, "Do not curse a nasi," but that's even a nasi. But the Gemara mentioned earlier, it includes everyone. Ba'osa ma'isa amcha says the word amcha when he's doing ma'isa amcha, meaning if he's a shomer mitzvos, so that's when the isser of cursing applies. But here, this person who is obviously being led out to death, he's not doing ba'osa ma'isa amcha, and therefore he is someone who there is no isser of killing, says of cursing. Says the Gemara, Hatenach klala hakol minayin osa ma'isa amcha is only a limitation by cursing, but not by hitting. Makshina nakala klala. This day, this brisa holds that we compare haka and klala. As we will see, it is a machlokas. Says the Gemara, fine. So we explain why acher is putter. Why? Because this person is not osa ma'isa amcha. He's being led out to be killed. Says the Gemara, yihachi b'no nami. So then by b'no also. The son shouldn't be different than an acher. The son also should be putter if the father is not osa ma'isa amcha. Kedamara pinchas b'sha'asa tshuva. Why would the son be putter? Why would the son still be chayiv? Because the father did tshuva, zachanami b'shas tshuva. So just like Rabbi Pinchas said it elsewhere, to answer up a different question, also tshuva's here too. He did tshuva, and that's why the son is going to be chayif. So then we're back to the question of yachi acher nami. So an acher too then should be chayif because he did tshuva. Again, there's a lot to say here, but let's just finish the sentence, and then we'll come back. Amarev mari ba'amcha b'mekuyim sheba'amcha. Amcha means those that are going to be mekuyam, Rashi, haraui lehiskayim. Those who are going to survive amongst the nation. Right? So that's who it's talking about, and that's who the Isra applies to. Only those who are going to survive. Ihachi ben onami, sort of about the son. The son doesn't have that. The Gemara answers, no, the son doesn't have that. Midi dahavi lachar misa. Just like lachar misa, the son is chayef for cursing the father even after the father dies. So of course, while the father's alive and he's being led out to be killed, that for sure the son would be chayef for. Good. So we'll stop there for a moment. Let's go back and mention a number of ideas. Number one is on the line of b'sha'asa tshuva. So he did tshuva, and therefore he's still going to be chayef. So interesting, he's asa tshuva, but he's still being led out to be killed. Again, it's an obvious point. There's no machlokas about this in the Gemara, but this is exactly the Noda Bihuda's point. The Noda Bihuda brings up the issue. We mentioned this in the past. I don't remember if it was recently or not. Noda Bihuda and Arachayim in Siman Lamed Hey discusses that there's no tshuva accepted for Chayvi Mises Besdin. Right? We mentioned if somebody does a terrible Avera and he's Bekabel Asra and I'm doing it anyway, I'm asking Ani Yosef, and then before the Eidim come to Besdin, he becomes the Rosh Kebahag, the Gadol Adar, and he's teaching Torah to thousands of people. And then finally the Eidim get their act together and come to court, and they're Mechayev Misa. What's the halacha? They're Mechayev Misa. So he has to know the Behuda. How could they be Mechayev Misa? Right? What about tshuva? Why isn't tshuva accepted? So the Noda Bihuda in that it's a fascinating tshuva in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Hey. The first half he discusses halachic issues, but then he says the ikar tshuva who azivas chayd uvidi dvaram belev nishbar charata belev shalem his karbus vislavos leho vasabore. The person asked him. He did a terrible aver. He's begala arayas for 3 years. Eishes ish. So the Noda Bihuda says the fast days don't help you. Right? You have to really do tshuva. And then he says, "V'gam ze ain't safek bo bismancha Sanhedrin ha'yanoheg im avar al chayve mises bezdin achar ha'asra avim shoei devlobo lebezdin shanim rabos." Even if the Eidim didn't come for many years, ubein kach asa ze tshuva v'harbi sigufin v'tanios lein misfar yoser v'yoser mitshuvas hamishkal. If they do all that, havadei she'ena bezem mashkichan al tshuvaso v'sorfin v'soklin l'fiyona shachit. Bezdin won't listen. V'adavar yipala asked the Noda Bihuda, why not? Given shavatei shatshuva ho'ila v'kfar sara vono v'chatoson is kapra lama yumas v'noki v'tzadik al taroksiv ela vade. What must you say? Zeras akasavu shil male kain butzlu onche torah bechalon. The whole judicial system, the legal system would fall apart. V'inadav shiyumas bebezdin. Every time somebody does something, I sin. I'm sorry. You'll do tshuva. V'inani shav. And Hashem needs the system. When we need the system, therefore, says the Noda Bihuda, it can't function. That's exactly what our Gemara says here. You have a case of Asha Tshuva, but he's still being let out to be killed. There are other answers given. The Chida writes in one of his farm in the Ein Zocher, how could you ever know whether he really did Tshuva or not? How do you know it's belief? You don't know. You don't know if he's telling the truth or not. And the Maharal gives another couple of answers. The Maharal says two answers. He said, number one, Bezdin is never Bezdin in the Maral and Nitivot Olam Nitivat Shuva here in Perek Aleph. So the Maral says that Bezdin never gives zechuyos. Right? Bezdin is only meant to be manish. Right? Similar to, I like to give the example, right? We've never been pulled over by a policeman and this policeman gives me a citation for making a great right turn. That was great. Here's $50. No, it never happens. Because the police are there to enforce rules that are broken, violations, not to reward good deeds. Right? Okay, you could be a good Samaritan, but that's exactly Bezdin Shalmata, says the Maharal. But then the Maharal says the answer that he really likes is Tshuva is me'al ha-tefa. Tshuva is something from out of this world. It's not in the world of Bezdin, and therefore, Bezdin cannot act based on Tshuva. But that's the that's what's mentioned here. One could also mention along these lines, we're talking about Meka'a of wounding, and we have the discussion in Pen Yosef. I was going to mention this earlier, the Gemara in Maseches Makas, and the story of the Ostrovser and Reb Chaim Ozer. They say they were once vacationing together, and Reb Chaim Ozer says to the Ostro officer, "No, you know, you're a Gavra Rabba, why don't you give a Dvar Torah?" And the Ostro officer says, "I'm not a Gavra Rabba. Let me tell you what a Gavra Rabba is." And he quoted the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos and Daf Chav Beis, where Rava says that there are many foolish people out there. Amar Rava, kama tipshoi sharinshi, tekaimi mikami sefer Torah, velo kaimi mikami gavar Rava. There are people that stand up for a sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a great person. Tila b'sefer Torah ksiv arbaim, Basur Rabbanan, Basur Chanta. The Rabbanan are even greater than a Sefer Torah. The Torah says give 40 Malkus, and the Rabbanan took one away, and they said 39. So you see, the Torah is subservient, so to speak. The Rabbanan are greater than the Torah, and people stand up for a Sefer Torah and stand up for the Rabbanan. So that's the Gemara. Ask the Asrav, sir, why did the Gemara have to quote the Pasuk in Parshas Kizeitze? Why? Because the Torah rounded. Earlier, Pasuk and Parshas Amor, right? Count 50 days till Shavuos. It says 50 days, Tisper Chamishim Yom, and the Rabbanan said 49, right? So why did they quote that Pasuk? That's an earlier Pasuk. Why do they have to quote the Pasuk all the way at the end of Parshas Kisaitse? Says the Ostrovser, because the Gemara doesn't just mean a Gavra Rabba is someone who the Rabbanan can reinterpret the Parshas of the Torah. A Gavra Rabba is someone who alleviates the suffering of a fellow Jew. That's what a Gavra Rabba is. And that's why the Gemara Dafka picks that. And by the way, we might add, the suffering of a fellow Jew who's Chayav Malkus. I mean, even if somebody accepted Asra and he's a Russia and he ate Shreif on purpose, that's also somebody who we have to feel for and we have to alleviate the suffering of that Jew as well. So that's the Ostrovser. Gabe says that's what a Gavra Rabba is. Okay. My Havi Allah, so Gemara ends up. So what is the Maskana? What is the Halacha Lamaisa in this case? So we're going to Paskan against Rav Sheshes. Amar Rabba Barafuna, V'chein Tana, Dvi Rabbi Yishmal, Lakol, Ein HaBen Asa Shliach La'aviv, Lakos Lakal Lo. A son cannot be the Shliach for Bezdin in order to inflict a Malkus or Klala Chutz, Mi Mesis, except for Mesis, Shari Amra Torah, Lo Sachmol, Velo Sachasa Olav. Because the Torah says, don't have any Rachmanis. And this is one of the other unique halachas that only apply to a Mesis. This is what applies to in this case as well. Just the Maskana also, just to mention what the halacha is, the Maskana was that a Ben cannot, is that even if the father did not do tshuva, that is not so clear, right? The Rif in Yevamis and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's still Aser Dravanan. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yerideya, in Reish Mem Aleph, which is all the halachas about hitting or cursing one's parents, Rachman Litzlan, the Shulchan Aruch says, Amakala Aviv O'imo, Afil Lachar Misasan, Chayev Skila, V'chulu, Hikal Azno, wounding, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, what if your parents are Rishayim? Hayav V'imo Rishayim Gemurim V'Ovri Avera, still, Aser Lo Lahakosim Okalalam. So there it is. Even if they have not done tshuva and they're Yotzei Lehareg, right? It's still Aser for a child. Vim Hiko Osam Okilalam Pater. Vim Asu Tshuva Rezachai Venereg Aleim Avabish Yotzei Lehareg. But it's still Aser to do. That is what how the Rambam and the Rif understand the Gemara. Even if there was no tshuva done, it is still Aser. Tosis and Yevamis and the Ran might say otherwise, but either way, that is the Lamaskana. Just one final point. The Chashuk Yechemet here, before we get to the next mission, the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses is what happens if a son knows that a father is violating the law, be it not obeying traffic laws, be it stealing from public public organizations, hospitals, is he allowed to be malshin on the father if he's doing it, especially by the traffic laws, other people's safety? Is it a lack of kibunav? So Ipaskins, of course, Rav Yosha and others, for sure, by the traffic cases where other people's lives are in danger, nothing to talk about. But even in the cases where he's doing things from public funds, he says maybe better to tell somebody else to do it. But it's not a problem of a kibunav. Similarly, quotes here, even though a ben is not allowed to be a shliach bezdin lahakos lakalalo, but that's. Might be extended to here, but again, mistaver sha'adif sha'ben yisaper lachem v'shem yasuzos v'loshu atzmo yalshin al aviv. Okay, so let's get into the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, hamakya aviv v'imo eno chayev et sheyasa ben chabura. If somebody wounds their parents, they're not chayev until they give a chabura. There has to be blood drawn. That's the definition of chabura for the chiyav misa. Zech chomer b'makala mi b'maka. And this is a chumra, that there is a chumra that makalal has over maka. Sha makala la'achar misa chayev. Makala la'achar misa is chayev, makal lachar misa poter, but not makal lachar misa. Why? Because of the first part of the Mishnah. Because there has to be a chabura created, but after a person dies, Rachmana Litzlan, there is no chabura. If somebody hits the father, it's a violation maybe of kibud av and mora av, which is lachar misa, but in terms of maka of the imo, it does not apply. Tana Rabbanan, let's learn some of the details of this halacha. Tana Rabbanan, Ave v'imo kilel la'achar misa. The Brisa teaches us that the isra of klala, the specific isra of klala of parents, applies even after the parents die. She yachol, because I might have thought otherwise. Ho v'chayev b'makev v'chayev b'makalel, since I know there's a chiyev of makev, of wounding a parent, and a chiyev of cursing a parent. Ma makev eno chayev ela mechayim, ava makalel eno chayev ela mechayim. Just like makev only applies, I would have said, makev only applies mechayim, because there's no chabura possible afterwards. Afa makalel eino chayev ella mechayim. So to makalel maybe should be limited. The ode and number two kavachomer. Maybe it's a kavachomer. How uma makes she'asabo shalo ba'amcha ki ba'amcha lo chiyev bo la'achar misa. If maka, which as we said on the bottom of the previous amud, she'asabo, it doesn't make a difference whether the person is a shomer Torah or mitzvahs or not. The same isra applies. It's not limited. Lo chiyev, and yet lo chiyev bo la'achar misa. Yet that chumrah, stringent context, there's no chiyav lachar misa, makalo shalo asava shalo ka'amcha, shalo ba'amcha keba'amcha, by makalo, which is a more lenient context, where we see it only applies to a shomer Torah, eino din shalo chiyav lachar misa, surely it's not applied lachar misa. So for both of those reasons, we should say that there is no isra of klal lachar misa, tamalomer, and that's why the pasuk has to teach me aviv imo kilel lachar misa. That phrase is extra to teach me lachar misa. Says the Gemara, hanichal Rabbi Yonasan de miyater lekra aviv imo. According to Rabbi Yonasan, as we're about to see and as we have discussed, the pasuk is extra. So that's why it fits in el Rabbi Yoshia ma'igel meimar. But according to Rabbi Yoshia, this is not extra, so therefore you would still have the question, where is this machlokas ditanya? The Brisa says we had this 20 blad ago or so at Daf Samach Vav. Ish ish ma tamalomar. Ish ish. Why does it say ish ish in this context? Why do you have to have a double lashon? Larabos bas tumtum va androgynous. Asher yikalel es avi bas tumtum androgynous. It's to include a daughter, a tumtum androgynous. Asher yikalel es aviv es imo. It's include all children. All types of children is included in the double lashon of ish ish. Androgynous, we know, having both elements. We know there's a machlokas tanoim, the end of Mesechas Bikurim, whether it's a suffik nekeva, suffik zachar, or a birya bifnei atzma. We have that type of question by all the cases of suffik in halacha. We have that question by a koi, suffik chaya, suffik behema. We have the question by ben ashmashos, suffik yom, suffik laila. And by each of them, there might be a third category. Not a suffik this, but the fact that there's a suffik of both means there's elements of both, and therefore it's a third category. Like koi being a birya bifnei atzma, or an androgynous being a birya bifnei atzma, or even ben ashmashos. We like to quote that Ritva in Meseches Yuma, that ben ashmashos is not a suffik yom suffik laila, it's a din suffik. It's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu created twilight as a time period which has elements of both, not just mishum suffik. Possibility that the Achronim pick up on. But either way, back to our case. So ish ish includes all these other types of children. Tumtum androgynous abbas, ainli ela aviv v'imo. I only know if I curse both parents? Aviv shalo, imo, imo shalo, aviv minayin. How do I know if I'm chay misa if I curse only one parent? Tamalomar, aviv imo kilel, aviv kilel, imo kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. An extra pasuk, and now the different parts of the pasuk, one has mother close to the word kilel, one has father, so therefore you know both. That's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonah son Amar, no. Mashma shneim ke'echad, mashma echad echad b'fnei atzmo. I would have known myself, right, misvara, that it would apply to any one of them separately. I wouldn't have thought you had to do it together. Ashi yifara l'cha because of yachtov, until the Torah would say yachtov. Why? Rashi quotes here, ukamosha piret b'choresh b'sharu v'chamar. Mita piret, like it says, by shor v'chamar, it says, l'shacharosh yachtov. So that's where it says yachtov, it means both. But if it wouldn't say the word yachtov, so then it would not mean both. So, according to Reb Yoshia Minale. Now we're back to the question. According to Reb Yoshia, it's not extra. Because according to Reb Yoshia, I would have, what, that only applies if you curse both parents. That's where the pasuk comes to teach me, even in one parent. According to him, it's not extra. Only according to Reb Yonasan, it's extra. Right? And Reb Yonasan learns that from the Isser of Losachosh Bishar Uvachamor Vachamor Yachtov. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that pasuk, let's just finish. Nafkale mi umekalel avivimo mos yumas. An extra pasuk, that's what teaches me even La'achar Misa. V'idach, umi ba'ele, the rabbos ba'as, tuptum androgynous, and the other opinion needs it to include all people that curse their parents. V'tebeg lemi ish-ish, why does he learn from ish-ish like the first opinion? Dibra Torah kol ashe b'nei Adam. Sometimes the Torah talks about each and uses the language that people would use, each and every ish-ish. Stop there for a moment. The Isser of Losachos, B'shor v'chamar yachtov, the Isser of a cross-working animals, one of the five types of kilayim. Remember, one of the Rishon in the some of the Rishonim say that is the source for Tsar Balechayim. The Gemara says in a number of places Tsar Balechayim Daraisa, but the Gemara never quotes a source for what. Where do you know that Tsar Balechayim is Aser? It's Daraisa. Which pasuk? So there are 11 different sources that are quoted by the Mefarshim. But one of them is this Isser of Kilai Hakerim. Why? Kilai Behema of cross working one's animals. Why? Because if one has a kosher animal and a non kosher animal, and the non kosher animal looks at the kosher animal, seeing the kosher animal chewing its cud, and he might think that he's eating instinctually and might have pain, and therefore Tsar Balechayim, which that Svaro would Lechora only apply to the Shitas that say that Kilai Behema only applies to kosher and non-kosher. But if we have two different non-kosher animals or two different kosher animals that are both chewing their cud or both not chewing their cud, then that whole Svaro wouldn't apply. Okay, but either way, that's one of the sources given out of many. The Menchas Asher notes that the fact that there are so many sources maybe points to the fact that there really is no source. And the real source is Ratzon Hashem. The real source is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously doesn't want us to be Mitzayer Ba'alei Chayim. You know that from everything else that the Torah teaches us, right? The fifth Shulchan Aruch, as it might be called, the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore maybe that's the real source for Tzar Ba'alei Chayim. Good, let's finish up. Velisti chomer. So now, the Mishnah listed off one chomer of Mekalel over Makkah. So velisti chomer b'makkah, mi b'mekalel. Why don't we list the other chomer that Makkah has over Mekalel? Sha Makkah, asa boshalo ba'amcha ki ba'amcha, mashen ki b'mekalel. Then Makkah is chomer, it applies to even somebody who's not shomer mitzvos, unlike Mekalel. Because it could be this, our Mishnah is holding that you compare them, and therefore regarding that, halacha, it would also be limited. Period. Le'mani tanoi kani tanoi. Let us suggest that the following machlokas tanoim is like the previous. This issue of makshin and akala klala. The following: the tani chad the kusi ata mitzuvah al hakaaso viata mitzuvah kalala. So one brisa says that a kusi, one is mitzuvah on his hakah, but there's no separate iser of being makalel. V'tani idach iata mitzuvah lo akalasa v'lo akaaso. And the other opinion says that no, the other brisa says he not mitzuvah on either. So Savrua, what's this machlokas about? Savrua de kuli alma kusim geri emes. Maybe both opinions hold that the kusim were geri emes. These the people from Kusa, that Sancheriv, when he was mevalbel kol haumos, and he supplanted the kusim from where they lived, and they put him in Eretz Yisrael, and then they weren't keeping mitzvos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the lions. So, and they converted. So was that a real conversion? Well, that's not. Later on, for sure, it was nullified because they did not keep it, and it was not a real conversion. But originally, was it Geri Emes or Geri Arayis, as the Machlokas is quoted in a few places? So the Gemara says, maybe here, the assumption is everybody agrees Geri Emes, and my lab, HaKamifugi, and the Machlokas is, the Marsara, Makshina Nakal Laklala, Marsara, Lo Makshina Nakal Laklala. Maybe that goof is the Machlokas here. So the Gemara says, Lo, Dukuliyama, you don't have to say it's parallel. Dukuliyama, Lo Makshina Nakal Laklala. Everybody could agree that you do not compare. And the machlokas is about kusim. Marsavar kusim geri emesain, or marsavar kusim geri arayasain. Machlokas about what they were considered. Again, instead of saying that it's a machlokas in mitzias, which it sounds like, it could be that there was a certain level of commitment. So the question is, halachically, is that considered a true commitment or not? Ends the Gemara, ihachi. Can it be that everybody holds machlokas geri emes geri arayos, but hainu diktani alav v'shoraki Yisrael? But the brisa about that, these brises say that the halachas of a shor of a kusi is like the halachas of a shor shel Yisrael. But one second, there are differences between a shor shel akam and shor shel Yisrael. So if they are geri arayos, how can we say shoroki Yisrael? Say al shmami, no, we must go back to the first day of behekesha pligi shmami na. It must be we go back that they're arguing about a makshinan haka'a leklala. This halacha the Gemara brought up of shoroki Yisrael is the discussion in Maseches Bava Kama that we have quoted, and the Tosfos there on Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says that there were certain Roman officers came to Am Yisrael at a certain time period in history and said, teach us all the Torah. Teach us Torah. And they taught him the Torah, and they said, okay, everything makes sense, except for this halacha of Shor Shel Yisrael, Shnagah Shor Shel Akum, and vice versa. We don't think that makes sense, but you know what? The rest of the Torah makes a lot of sense to us, and therefore we're not going to inform on you. That's what the Gemara says. Ask Tosfos right there in Bava Kama Lamed Ches, V'yim Tomar, Harmina b'chagiga, it says in Chagiga, you can't teach Torah to non-Jews, so how do they teach Torah anyway? So answers the Tosfos, 2 days, but the first day is Bal Karcha, Chasu Apiyad Diver Moshel, Fabonis Chai V'Limsar Atzman, it was Yehari V'Yavar. I'm sorry, it was not one of the big three, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore they taught in Torah. That's what Tosfos answers. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, says the Marshal, in a somewhat of a well-known comment there on that Tosfos, but one second, if it was Pikuach Nefesh, so then why did they teach them the halacha of Shor Shel Akum, Shenogach Shor Shel Yisrael, and vice versa? That's a pretty dangerous halacha to teach. If it was Pikuach Nefesh, weren't they nervous that that itself would get them in trouble? Answers the Yamshel Shlomo, because that's Yehari Val Yavar. What do you mean? To misrepresent the Torah, that would be what he calls a ziyuf haTorah, a falsification of the Torah, and that itself is Yehari Val Yavar. Not to say the whole Torah, fine. You don't have to say somebody who's just becoming, learning about the halachas, you don't have to tell them every detail of every sifkat in Shulchan Aruch. But to lie about a certain halacha, that is a misrepresentation of Torah, and they must have asked him about this halacha, and therefore they couldn't lie. So he says, so what about the Septuagint? What about all the 10 changes in Maseches Megillah that they made? So he says, number one, that was Alpi Adibur. It was an ace, so you can't ask kashas on an ace. Number two, there was no change in halacha there. It was just change of wording, and therefore that wouldn't have been a ziyuf. That wouldn't have been a ziyuf haTorah. That's what he asks on the Gemara from Megillah. I'll just read that line. It says, "V'had Isa Berakama de Megillah, Ma'isa B'Talmai, Shekini Sain Beizakenim, V'Shinu haTorah, Hasa Min Shemayahu Da Askimu Bahadayu, Ukein Ruach Hakodesh Haya." Right, it was Kein Ruach HaKodesh, V'chein Isa Hasam. Nostan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'leiv Kalechad Ve'echad, V'hay Api Adibur, number one. V'od Hasam Loshinu Shum Davar Mimash Ma'uto, Elashinu Halashon, T'lo Yehafchu L'minus. Right, they changed all of the psukim that might give off a tinge of apikarsus that sounds like Et Nase Adam, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Ukemo, Sheshinu Kach, Hu Kavanas HaMikra Kipshuto, Avalomar Al-Patr Chayiv, Olahefich, Havika Kofer, but there is Moshe Rabbeinu. Mali Dibor Echad, Mali Kal HaTorah Kula. And therefore, that is why they changed that halacha, even though they didn't change the rest of the Torah. They had to teach them because they didn't have to give their life for that. And there are other examples of this as well. Some suggest that was what the Zechariah ben Avkulis' Sfar was in the end of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara, where he says, no, people are going to say that a Baal Mum is Chayamisa. What do you mean? They're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe he thought this would have been a Ziyuf HaTorah. People would have thought otherwise, and therefore it would have been a more of a major problem than would have met the eye on the surface. Okay, let's just finish up with mentioning the Mishnah, and we'll get back to it in the next year. Hagodir Nefesh Miyisrael. The next Mishnah gets into the issues of kidnapping. We know the parak started off. One of the Nechnakin is going to Nefesh, kidnapping, and we know Lo Signov in the Aseres Hadibros, Chazal interpret as kidnapping, not regular Gnevas Mamon. That's learned from a different pasuk in Sefer LaYikra. But going to Lo Signov in the Aseres Hadibros is talking about kidnapping, because all the other isurim surrounding that are isurei chiyuv nefashos. That's why Chazal assumed this also. So the Mishnah is going to get into all of the issues of geneva's nefesh. Just to mention, there is a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch discusses maybe it only applies to geneva's nefesh and not to gezeilas nefesh. There's no real evidence in the Chazal for that, but that's his lashon. He says v'chiyuv zeh dafka beganav, aval lo begazlan, kiksiv v'gunav. Vigam lo tignov. That's all he says. Doesn't really explain it, what his faras are, but again, that could be maybe fit into some of the chilukim that we've had in the past. The fundamental differences between geneva and gezela, geneva being focused on the maisa, gezela being focused on the hefsid. So maybe that could connect to the kidnapping element as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beit Hashem. Again, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, and we will continue in a couple of days, Beit Hashem, after Yom Tov, get back to a regular schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.